to the SEO Podcast, Unknown Secrets of Internet Marketing. My name is Chris Burris, owner of eWebResults.
My name is Matt Bertram, your web design wizard.
Web design wizard. Ooh, I think you need to say that like web design wizard.
I like that.
Auto-tune it, maybe?
They're closing the door.
We could auto-tune it.
They don't want to hear us.
Nobody wants to hear us.
No one wants to hear that.
Hopefully you want to hear us. This is podcast number 447B. Yes, it is 447B. I don't know how.
And there's
got
a reason that's B.
Yeah, because it's the second part of this article.
Yes.
And you know, we're going to cover a couple things here. We are broadcasting live from Houston, Texas. Matt and I, we are your
results rebels.
I didn't have a review, not because there wasn't one. I just didn't have time to put together one. And Matt and I have been so busy. things are going gangbusters. I think that's the right way to say it. And so we're like, let's get on a podcast. Chris, don't worry about the review. So we're not going to torture you with how you leave us a review because
we're getting a lot of reviews. So yeah, thank you. You already know how to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you have results, whatever. We should show up.
We're
an internet marketing
that.
Company.
Yeah. If you've never been here before, this is your first podcast. Howdy and welcome to the podcast.
Howdy.
If you're back, you know that we're going to skip that system. Skip that section. And you're probably looking for online marketing tips. I don't know. That might be a reason they would come back. An online marketing podcast? Does that make sense?
Yeah, I guess
If you're interested in them, you can get them just by going to eWebResults.com/SEO tip.
Or you could read this book.
How many pages is that book?
This book is actually, I just finished it, and it is 952 pages.
952.
952. So if you can listen to this podcast and get these tips, or you can read this book.
Yeah.
And you can get the tips too, but it's not as much fun.
Yeah, so. I choose to listen to the podcast instead of reading that. It's a lot, right? It is absolutely a lot. We got a teaser. This is part two of our article. The article actually was Facebook ads versus Google AdWords. Which should you be using? It's kind of like the showdown of Google AdWords versus Facebook. Last podcast, we covered Google AdWords and all the details. So go back and check that out so you can figure out what's the value in AdWords, because we talk about that.
Yeah.
And then stay tuned for this podcast because and we're about to get it started, and we're going to learn about Facebook ads and how they compare and contrast with,
I'm wearing like my Google shirt, and I should have been wearing my Facebook
shirt.
Planning.
Yes. All right. If you would like a free website analysis, we can get one of those for you.
And we're not talking some automated, click here, we grab your email address and spam you, website analysis. You actually sit down with one of our internet marketing experts and get 20 to 30 minutes with them to get some actionable tips. We've had really great success with this. A lot of people have called in, really like it. So please, if you're interested in talking to an online marketing expert, getting some real tips to take your business to the next level, check out our free website analysis.
It's like a free mini coaching session.
Yeah, it's awesome.
On like what to do for your internet marketing strategies moving forward. So that's a lot of value. Just go to the website and click the button, get your free website analysis. You'll get it there. Hey, if you want a t-shirt, right? If you're kind of an internet marketing geek like us, and you really appreciate internet marketing and kind of internet marketing, humor and wearing a t-shirt that talks about SEO, talks about PPC, talks about content marketing, talks about
Oh, we got a perfect one. Yeah. We got a shirt for this podcast for Facebook.
Yeah.
Senator, we run ads.
Two.
For any of you geeks out there, you'd get it, but we've made a spin on the t-shirt.
I think we have a new one, Guardians of the Marketing.
Ooh.
Have you seen that
I
one?
I haven't seen that
you
one.
We
have so many that are eWebResults.com/swag, but we need to get Javi to add those up because I was actually looking to order a few, and the new ones are not up there. So, I mean, the Star Wars one has done very well.
Yes.
And we had a couple guys at 10X.
May the rank be with you.
May the rank be with you. They were at 10X in Miami this last week and weekend. And we're wearing our shirts and got a lot of great feedback on that. So for all you out there 10Xers, hey.
eWebResults.com/swag to get those shirts. Make your selection. All right, let's jump into the article. That is the potatoes, the podcast. Let's get into the meat.
All right.
Again, Google, Facebook ads versus Google AdWords. Which should you be using? We kind of brushed through
AdWords.
I got
the answer. Depends. Yeah.
Depends.
It depends. It just depends.
But I also have another answer. Probably both.
Oh, I like that one too.
Probably both. Depends and probably both.
Unless you're in the new like, what is it, CBD market?
Yeah.
Or you're in the Bitcoin market because you can't do ads.
Right.
So you can only do influencer marketing or SEO. And if you're doing SEO, you should call us. If you're doing influencer marketing, we got some references or referrals for you. Very challenging, murky market.
Yeah.
Be careful of influencer marketing. But if you want some Follow the Yellow Brick Road SEO,
yep,
we got it for you.
Did you just say Follow the Yellow Brick Road SEO?
Yeah.
You just, is that one of the t-shirts we need to make now?
Yeah, Follow Wizard of Oz. Did you know that that was my favorite show growing up? My parents said I used to watch it over and over and over.
I believe it. My kids have watched it. They enjoy it too. Yeah.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. All right. So we've talked about AdWords. Now we're going to talk the strengths and advantages of Facebook ads. Today, Facebook ads is a pioneer in the sphere of paid social and has become a central part of many businesses' digital marketing strategies. That's absolutely true. A lot of our campaigns now, especially when you're talking about a full sales funnel that we'll deliver to you, includes Facebook ads because it's important.
Okay. Facebook funnel. Okay. So I know a lot of you, we talked about Facebook funnel.
He's going to write on the monitor now.
Yeah. So if you're out there on YouTube, we love you YouTubers.
Yes, thank
you.
So subscribe, basic, follow.
Chicao.
So
basically, whatever it is, SEO, AdWords. So
YouTube.
It's really Google, right? Well, SEO is, I guess, is Bing, but not really. So SEO, Facebook, everything goes into the funnel. Okay. So you get them there and you get them to a landing page or a website. Okay. And then you hit them with remarketing, retargeting on Facebook. That's like Amazon follows you around. You click on a website, shows up in your Facebook feed.
Yep.
Love it, right? Bring them back. Try to get them maybe to download something or something like that. And then get them to contact you for a free, whatever your consultation is. Try to put some kind of value associated with that.
Yep.
But it's like a two-step process. And then if they filled out the downloadable, hit them with emails. Now, remarketing is just kind of like emails without the emails. But that's when we're talking about Facebook funnel. What we're talking about.
That's a sales.
All right.
Yep.
Quick. That was our footnote.
Man, that's like that a 30 second sales.
That was a little
funnel.
Footnote. Yep.
Yes.
All right.
For sure. So by the way, you mentioned Bing and dismissed it. I've got it, and that's okay.
Okay. Well, okay. So Facebook gives them an API, and so you can see what your friends see on Bing. Bing's trying really hard. Bing's taking a different approach. Okay. Check it out.
Hold on.
No, I got to talk about this.
All right.
So, okay, so what Bing's...
You're getting a good workout just moving that book around.
This is very good.
Look
at that.
It's like a
All right, so I put an eWeb sticker on. We need to have like a library if people want to get good reference books. Like this is an eWeb proof. Anyways, so here's the thing. So Bing knows it can't take on Goliath of Google.
Ironically,
and they've
Microsoft Bing knows it can't take on
Well, they bought
Goliath.
LinkedIn, right? So they're doing something, right?
Yeah.
But here's the thing. So they're trying to sidestep it and say, hey, search is going to be part of everyday life. So your watch.
Right.
See the watch.
Yep.
Well, the Google Glasses, you know, failed, but now wearables, right?
Right.
And so really, Bing's going after your relationships, how you're wearing stuff, like all this kind of stuff.
Right.
So they're really taking a different approach. We don't know if it's going to work, okay? But I don't know. You talk about Bing. I don't think they're a big deal anytime you run ads or SEO or anything like that. The only thing that's really different, in my opinion, of Bing is if you're using meta tags, okay? Meta tags don't work anymore. So if you're using meta tags, Bing considers them spam. Google just doesn't care about them at all. They're an old SEO strategy. And really, from the standpoint of Bing right now, for me, looking at AdWords, looking at SEO, if I do everything right with Google, I'll just index it with Bing or index it with the aggregators.
Yep.
And that's all I do.
Yep.
Because really, it's like 10 to 1, really, as far as traffic goes.
That's
like,
the
so,
stat.
I mean, it's just, it's because it's under, it's 15%, 10%. Just go ahead.
Be aware of your target audience, right?
Okay.
So be aware of your target audience because we've got one client, me, right? My other company.
Well.
They have 1/10 of traffic. So Bing, and this is organic, has 1/10 of traffic of Google, but double the conversion rate, right? So the double, and this is like e-commerce data coming through the whole system. So we know there's like a 4% conversion rate on Bing and a 2% conversion rate on Google organic.
So here's the interesting thing. So the people that use Bing, okay, based on the data, is people that don't know how to get
older,
to it.
Less technologically savvy people.
Or
yes.
or business people yeah. that are, here's your...
In an environment.
Yeah, in an environment where they can't, you know, changes. Download anything yeah. or anything like that. But usually if you're targeting to the affluent yeah. or you're targeting to the baby boomers, Bing is something to look at and consider. Yeah. So you're right. I guess the core of our business right now.
I mean, there's two caveats, right? When you have 1/10 the traffic, double the conversion still doesn't amount to much. And it's very interesting and kind of prompted me to like drive the team. Hey, let's, and we already were, let's make sure that we've got our AdWords campaign yeah. migrated over to Bing.
Well, so I'm running. Seeing rises, you know, not significant, but in DuckDuckGo.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then what's interesting is something that I'm experimenting with right now.
Right.
Is there's a lot of things with SEO. And you really, like, if you do it good with Google, Bing usually follows yep. suit. Even yep. if you look at, like, their AdWords-style platform,
yep.
right? It's they made it very similar. You can export it, that
and
sort of thing.
And import it directly.
Yeah,
into
yeah. So, but what I'm seeing is Ask, or Ask Jeeves or whatever it was.
Right, right, right.
But
Ask Jeeves.
Whatever. I can't.
Jeeves.
Jeeves. So ask.com
right.
is a really question style,
right,
right? And that's like the semantic learning. And that's
yep.
where everything's going.
For sure.
And so I'm kind of playing around with asking questions there
yeah.
and seeing what it means on Google right now. So I'm running yep. a little split test and trying some stuff out there. But anyways.
Doing back in the lab thing, in the results lab.
The results lab.
Yeah.
I need to get my white jacket on.
For
There's
the
actually something that shows that increases authority. So they recommend like chiropractors and anybody
should wear the jacket.
Should wear the jacket because yeah. there's a white coat, like trust and all that.
Yep.
Yeah.
So. For sure. So strengths and advantages, back to the topic of Facebook. We got a little off there. Mm. Sales funnel, Bing. We've got some notes on that now. Unparalleled audience granularity, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and this is like first off, Facebook boasts a truly vast global audience. More than 1.55 billion monthly active users. Yes, that's mind-blowing. That's 1/5 of the entire world's population is active at least one day per month
and
on Facebook.
Including the Mars and the Moon, too.
It's intergalactic. Yeah.
Yeah.
All of
yeah.
all of them.
Facebook. The numbers are very similar.
Yeah. it's a smudge. And the Delta, those astronauts that are out there. Facebook has no rival when it comes to the enormity of its audience. Just not even close. And then Facebook, some of its power lies in the potential granularity with which advertisers can target Facebook ads. You know, you wrote, where's that pen? You wrote on the board before. And there's three things really about marketing that are important, right?
This is the first time you've ever written on the board.
On the board.
I feel like this is like...
Monumentous yeah. A moment,
mm-hmm.
yeah. This is is it a moment? Like a Google moment?
Yeah.
Target, offer,
copy.
Number three is copy, right? So if you have a great target, if you've
yeah.
targeted your people well, and you put a reasonable copy and a reasonable offer in front of them, that's even marginally written. It doesn't have to be written perfectly. Then you're probably going to get a sale. And so I use this example sometimes when I'm talking at events. I'll use the example of, let's say you have an offer and you want to sell, I don't know, let's sell dental chairs, right?
Yeah.
And you're going to put it in the lobby. You're going to put this offer on a poster board in the middle of a library, in the middle of a lobby of a hotel.
Okay.
So all these people walking by, probably not your target audience, right?
Yeah.
Even if there's a dental convention at that location, in the lobby is probably not the best place to have it.
Yeah.
But what if you take that same poster board and you actually stick it in the room where the dentists are meeting for the event?
That's good.
How much more effective is that going to be for you? So target, they say on a scale, it's not a scale of 1 to 10 across all of these. It's 9 out of 10. Like, you need to spend as much time as possible on your target.
And so just to speak to target, I think we can touch on offer and copy real
yeah.
quick. But really, when you're talking about target, AdWords does take you right to that target.
Right.
Okay. Well, actually, people are searching for it. So they're coming to you.
Yeah,
so
that's the AdWords. Yeah.
So
not display network.
So,
yeah.
So anybody that's listening to these podcasts,
but that's search.
So that's
yeah.
harvesting demand.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Facebook is the one that generates the demand.
Yep.
Basically, you go right up to the right person, the right target,
yep.
go, hey, you want to buy this?
Yes.
But what's super important is, what is your offer?
Yes.
Because what you're doing is you're showing an ad. What's an ad? What's the transition of an ad from print to online? Coupons.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you don't have a good offer
yep.
and you're showing an ad, and if that's your intent, okay, is to sell something as an ad-based thing, because
right.
a lot of people run ads without any kind of offer.
Just for branding.
Yeah, purposes. For branding. We don't recommend that. You got to know why you're running the ad, but yeah. You got to have a really good offer.
Yep.
And then what are you trying to explain? Remember, everybody has. So in my book, I talk about this. Yep. Goldfish has a 9-second attention span by Microsoft study. You know, a U.S. citizen on average.
On average.
Not to knock anybody because, you know, Super Bowl is awesome.
Yeah.
Right? But
I did pay attention for about 8 seconds.
But you have about 8 seconds. They got
the last
it. Yeah.
Super Bowl. About 8 seconds of my attention. The rest of it was for the commercials. Yeah. So target offer copy. The offer needs to be strong, right?
Yep.
So you should spend 9 out of 10 in terms of effort. Offer should be about 5 out of 10. And then copy is really about 3 out of 10. You know, you just need to make sure the grammar is right and make sure that you've worded your offer in a way that they can understand it. That's not like complicated, complex copy. Now, if you're not, so if your billboard's in the lobby and it's not in that particular room, then your offer and your copy needs to be a lot stronger to catch the attention of that dentist who's walking by on the way to the room that he's going into.
Yeah.
So those things need to be much more powerful. So targeting is the number one. You cannot get more granular than on Facebook.
I don't know where we're at in this article because it seems like it's just you and I talking. but here's what I can tell you. With Facebook too, Axiom,
right.
Okay, you can go super granular targeting. You can use off-page data to target of like, you know, their credit score, like if they bought a car, house, all that sort of thing. They changed it after the big hoopla where, you know, Center Do We Run Ads kind of thing.
Yeah.
Basically got pulled back, came back. You got to spend at least $5,000 a month now, okay, to be able to have access to the data. Same kind of thing happened with the Google Beacon, right? You now have to have an app to carry a goal through, like if you're a car dealership or something
to
like that.
To pop up on somebody's phone.
Yeah, and so, you know, that's what's happening right now. There used to be silver bullets of AdWords of Facebook, and really, and now it's becoming a multi-channel strategy. These industries are starting to become mature, and they're starting to raise kind of the bar a little bit. And so it's really, really important that if you're going to compete in the online world where everything's going, is you got to get everything on point because it's getting tougher.
Yep.
You know, so.
You don't slap together a campaign and throw a couple of tactics at it. You need to have a strategy.
Yep.
People share, as we know, almost every conceivable detail of their lives on Facebook. Birth of children, celebration of new career moves, joys and accomplishments, life milestones. All of that is information that Facebook can draw on to give you really powerful targeting.
Right? Yeah, I love it.
Mm-hmm. And we know how important that is. Lookalike audiences, right? So AdWords has some lookalike audiences also, but you got to be in the 50K per month ad spend to be
they
able to turn
that
feature. That's what I heard from the team this morning. I checked with them.
Golly, they keep changing stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Advertisers, in this case, with lookalike audiences, advertisers can upload customer information from their own database to Facebook, which Facebook applies their own filtering and all of that good stuff, and then they create a lookalike audience. So again, if you've uploaded your customer list and it's substantial enough that Facebook can extract some information about them, then that's targeting, and now it's going to show ads to those people who match that targeting.
Well, so that's what we've had to do for a number of people
yep.
On a number of campaigns is we've had to upload their existing customer list to build out the audience to target. And it's like, hey, what are all these people have in common? They use complex algorithms to figure it out. But a lookalike audience can take, you know, maybe 1,000 people or 50,000 people apparently, but 1,000 people and make 5,000-10,000 people that you can target. Actually, on Facebook, I don't know the exact increase, but it's probably like a 10X or even a 50X.
Of your current list.
Because we've done that for a couple of clients and they've had pretty healthy ad spend.
Yeah.
And we didn't run out of money.
Right.
Or we did run out of money on a few of them.
Right.
And so bottom line is lookalike audiences, I think if you have a good target list that's statistically significant, you can really get a lot of bang for your buck when you use some of that targeting. So
absolutely. And then just to be clear, with AdWords, you got to spend
$50,000.
Yeah, no, you mentioned a list of 50,000.
Well, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Like they're changing stuff now, and that's, you know, it's getting a little tougher to compete.
So the question is, does Facebook advertising work? Yes, it does. It works remarkably well. There's no better way to get close to your ideal client. best Facebook ads. So here's another, you were going to say something?
No.
Here's another blend. Here's another interesting thing, right? So really the right thing to do is not necessarily to compare Facebook to AdWords. At least not AdWords search, because those are two very different animals.
Sure.
But you certainly could compare it to AdWords display, right? So the display network.
Sure, okay.
Think about when you've seen ads, you're reading a blog and there's an ad.
That 50 cents or 50K might be search, because I've done it recently with display.
Yeah.
With not that much sense.
Not much to do a lookalike audience?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Huh? Oh, 50K lifetime spend.
That's what I thought.
Oh,
I
knew something was off. Okay, it's not per month. Yeah.
Yeah, 50K lifetime. Yep.
All right. That was the.
Because I was like, this is crazy. 50K a month. I was like.
Lifetime spend. So, yeah, so that is not as hard to get to. So, what I was saying is, so if you think about the display ads, right, and you're on a blog, you see, like, when they put in a Google ad, it's got a little box and it says ad in it, or it's a banner on the right side. It's not part of the experience of reading the ad, of reading that particular blog article. On Facebook, when you're looking at your feed, those ads blend
in. Native, yeah, for sure.
Yes, that's a sponsored, but they blend in, and like you're looking at it and you're whatever, maybe you're watching marching bands, and then whoever is a smart marketer has put a marching band in their ad. Now you're like, oh, this is just another marching band. Let me click it, and now you're in an ad. It's really powerful. Yeah? You're going to say something?
Yeah, I got a lot of stuff to say, but I'm going to, let's keep going.
Just as Google is constantly experimenting with formatting of its text ads, Facebook constantly evaluates to ensure they're looking for two things, right? They want to increase ad revenue, but just like Google, the intelligent thing that they've done is they're focused on the customer experience. That's why they backed off the freebie, if you will, post. Like, so as a business, and they've gone through two iterations of kind of trimming the fat. As a business, if you're posting on your feed, those people who had liked and followed you would see your stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I think 2 years ago, they cut that back. March. And then in March of last year, they cut it back even more. And so now you got to pay to get pay to play.
Well, so one of the things that's interesting, and I got to double check this, but I recently heard and haven't checked because this was like in the last week or so.
Right.
Basically, you could see all the ads that other people ran, all your competitors.
Right.
And I had someone build an index of all those ads. But I think they just pulled it back because I knew it wasn't going to be around forever.
Yeah,
it was when the politically had heated up. They showed it to everybody. And I think they're slowly pulling it back. So it might not be all industries. I don't know exactly how I heard it. Don't quote me on it. But if there are people out there that are your competitors, you can go see what ads they're running. I would encourage you to go kind of capture.
Download that. Yeah. Take screenshots.
Yeah. And also in AdWords and Bing, in your search console, just side note for SEO, sorry. You only have 90 days for your keyword terms, so you need to be going in and downloading that all the time.
Yeah. So to know what those phrases are.
Yeah.
Incredible ROI. So businesses and marketers experimenting with Facebook ads are often impressed by the granularity. We've talked about that. Mm. Advertisers can stretch a limited ad budget on the platform. That's the Facebook platform. Mm-hmm. So keep that in mind. Facebook ads are remarkably affordable. That is absolutely true. Combined with remarkable potential for returns offered by the platform, Facebook ads are one of the best value. Now remember, if you want to really, there's an incredible ROI available. You want to take that ROI and put it on steroids, make sure that you're doing A/B testing, right?
Sure.
So you should be doing A/B testing on all your ads. This is just a place where you can really multiply your results.
Check out AdExpresso. It automates some of it.
So this is image versus video. And if you're running video, what thumbnail? You know, this thumbnail versus that thumbnail. Make sure you're doing those. All right, so two platforms should be viewed as a complementary rather than adversarial way. I agree. So the title of the article is Facebook Ads versus Google AdWords. Yeah. Which should you be using? Depends.
Both. Or both.
Depends. Like, yeah. Both of them. Both of
it depends on what your strategy is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But they're both powerful, powerful tools.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a great article by wordstream.com. So punch in the face to those guys. They do some they're doing some great content marketing. They're putting out some great content.
I would say I think their platform's a little old. Yeah. And I think that's a little overpriced. And that's my personal opinion. Sorry, Kim.
We currently do not happen to be using it, but happy to spread the word of a really good article that they put together.
I think they're coming out with some new products, but So.
And it sounds like you believe it's time that they come out with some new product. So that's
I'm a great endorser, really good, right? That really was a great
good,
endorsement.
Really
right?
good timing. Well, they didn't pay us to cover it, so I think we're in good shape. All right, so if you like this podcast, we're going to ask you to do something really simple. Go ahead and share it with, I don't know, three?
Just do it right now.
Somebody who's an internet marketer, somebody who's a business owner responsible for internet marketing, just share that, pop it off in an email, get it out to somebody because thank you. We like to have more listeners and answer more questions and deliver more value. One of our missions here at AWeb Results is to help 10 million businesses grow by delivering wow marketing results. And this podcast is one of the ways that we can target those 10 million businesses.
LinkedIn ads are powerful, and we'll have to cover that in a different story. They are expensive too, but they're extremely powerful.
Yep.
And there's some there's actually some organic ways to take advantage of LinkedIn that we can talk about another time.
If you're looking to grow your business with the largest, simplest marketing tool on the planet,
the internet,
call AWeb Results for increased revenue in your business. Our phone number is 713-592-6724. If you have a referral, so that's somebody who maybe needs a website or a sales funnel or a landing page or pay-per-click or maybe Facebook ads, since we've been talking about those.
Or if you need videos, call Varox.
Videos, call Varox. Randy, he's connected with us right now. If you need any of that, then, or if you know somebody who needs that, go to our website. Yeah. There's a referral form. Fill that out. We'll record that lead as yours. And when they start paying us, we'll start paying you or the charity of your choice. It's up to you.
Or you can get a t-shirt.
You can probably get lots
and
of
a book.
T-shirts. Yeah. And all right. So please remember, we were filmed live here at 5999 West 34th Street, Suite 106, Houston, Texas, 77092. If you want audio, video, or a transcript of this podcast, you can get that at ewebresults.com. We are the most popular internet marketing podcast on iTunes. That is because of all y'all.
And Spotify.
And
Podomatic.
Stitcher is one of them.
We're on a bunch. Leave us a review
on most of them.
Cool,
we really appreciate you. Until the next podcast, my name is Chris Burris.
My name is Matt Bertram.
Bye
for now. Slightly raised up eyebrow, highbrow, tamely, gamely, headed my way. This mountain snow girl, glow girl, pining, shining, needing some play. Where have you been all my life? Something pure yet so refined. I'm gonna find my gold mine. I think she's gonna set me free.